99, proceeded.
Redbird Sports Talk. Interviews and professional sports news all in one place.
Redbird's playing a lot on the outside. Open three for Poindexter. Got it.
The quarterback just couldn't figure out the passing game.
You're listening to Red Zone, only on 103.3 WZND. Blasting off in 3, 2, 1.
103.3 WZND. Happy Thursday, Birds. I'm losing it already. That was my go-to every single time. Senior Red Zone, Ben Hootie, Julian Voss, Joey LeMaster, for us the last three times that we'll be on the mic talking shop, and we'll have plenty of news and sports seniors come in throughout this show and give them their last times on the microphone, some of their favorite memories at WZND, some of their favorite memories specifically with WZND sports and whatnot. So we're excited to have full coverage. It's a little bit longer tonight. We'll see how long we end up going, but we'll be going over 7 o'clock. Fellas, I can't believe we made it to the last one.
I know, it's over. It's finally over. I mean, how far we've come this end of the year is just kind of ridiculous, and I couldn't have been more proud to be a part of the show.
Yeah, I mean, it really has been a long ride. We've been doing this for a while now. I mean, August felt like it was just like yesterday.
I know.
We've been doing this show since the NFL season, and we've seen so much happen since then. I mean, I'm really glad how far we've came, and I'm excited for these nice guys for next year.
Julian, we talk about like us being out here for a long time. Ben's done this for 2 years.
You know, we don't like to talk. Bro, Thursdays are going to feel much different. Like, I just knew like that hour time slot out of my day, and really it ended up being longer than that. But just coming on here and doing Red Zone from 6 to 10 was pretty unbelievable.
6 to 10.
Sorry, six to seven. But yeah, it's been a joy, and I'm excited. And we, you know, we'll get to talk more about ourselves as we will have our three Red Zone hosts next year take over. They're in studio with us right now. Liam Lyons, Jaden Cohn, and Connor Allen. They will take over and the back half of the show when it's time for me, Joey, and Julian to get interviewed. So we're going to have plenty of interviews with a lot of great people, a lot of people that you've probably heard over your time here at WZND. But I kind of just wanted to ask you guys this and just kind of reminisce on the year that we've had in sports. And I think we like go back and just think of like some of the best memories that we've had while on the show, like for the past year.
Do you have any? There's a lot.
I think the one that I always love that we always go back to is your slander towards Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, like, yeah, I stand with it. You know, I love Travis Hunter too, but
no. I mean, unless the three of these guys hate Trevor Lawrence as much as you do, like, we're not going to be hearing any more like Trevor Lawrence slander on these mics for a really long time here. I don't think you even explained why you hate Trevor Lawrence.
I low key just like never saw him as a crazy prospect in the NFL. Like, he was really at Clemson, don't get me wrong, but like once he got to Jacksonville, I was just like, I don't think this dude's gonna be good, and I stood by it. And I'm kind of glad that I won't be on the mic next year in case he's good with Travis now. That's all I'm saying.
He won't be. You don't have to worry about.
I hope he's not. But
yeah, I mean, we can talk to like. I think, obviously, football season takes up, it feels like, majority of this show, but I think a huge part of our show was men's basketball. Mm-hmm. And, boy, am I jealous of what we're not going to be able to talk about next year.
I spent so much time grinding on Twitter trying to build an audience, not even be here for, like, the best team we've seen in the
tournament. You're going to keep going, though, right? Like, obviously, maybe, I don't know if you have plans that you want to announce, I hope I'll be employed by that point.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if, like, maybe as a side thing, like, you'll keep writing or keep following the team.
Well, I'm going to keep following the team. How could you not? I mean, the relationships you build that team is incredible. Like, Chase is a legend. Guys, I thank you to Bill Salyer for help setting all this up. He's made my life so much easier and better. But there's a team I'll always keep covering and supporting, but, man, not being able to write game articles all the time and then, you know, not interview them on Red Zone, even just talk to the guys when I, like, walk up on them on the streets. Like, it's going to be a weird feeling.
Yeah, definitely different. What are some of your guys', like, if we could go back and think, like, some of the craziest takes that we had, like, throughout the year? I think what I go back to is, like, how, like, high of a cliff that we were on when the Bears beat the Jaguars in London. Like, I think you could go back to that 15-minute section about the Bears, and you would think that they were going to win the big game. We still can't say it. I don't know. We probably could. Should I just drop it
you
on
you want to find
right
out?
Nah, I don't want to do that. But I think I go back to that, and then just coming back down to earth the next week, and, like, we were probably, like, losing our minds, specifically I think after the Hail Mary thing, we said, yeah, this is probably what's going to, like, rip a season apart. I think you said something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, let's be cautious. It's just one loss, but it feels really bad. And then they lost to the Cardinals, like, the next week, and I don't think we just, like, ripped into them. Fire Eberflus. Like, it was the funniest thing of all time.
Yeah, then when they went scoreless against the Patriots.
Oh, that was bad, too.
The Seahawks was bad. I remember the Seahawks game.
Oh,
was
my,
like,
God. That was terrible. We weren't here for that, though. We were on break, I'm pretty sure.
I'm just talking about the games in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I wish that we were around for? It, and we got the kind of like the first half of it, and I think we got the back end. And it was really funny with Julian, too. Was for me and Joey, at least, the Notre Dame run was incredible.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't forget about that Fighting Illini run, too, bro. They won a bowl game. It was pretty exciting. Said no one absolutely ever.
I mean, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah,
I
for all three fans were pretty excited.
Losing the NIU is still going to stick with you the rest of your life, so I mean.
No,
that made
we
went
to
the national championship.
I don't care.
I think that loss actually course-corrected the future of Notre Dame football.
Yeah. See, wait till you advise a playoff team next season.
We got the European
basketball team they got coming in now.
Oh, we're talking about football right now. Calm down.
We're talking about both now.
Are any of you guys on the couch over here, any of you guys U of I fans? A little bit? All right.
No, U of I fans. Thank God.
You're a Notre Dame fan, right? No, you're Ohio State, yeah.
You can speak up.
Ooh. Ohio State. My whole family is Notre Dame, so Notre Dame's always been a magnet for me.
That's so weird every time
that's
he says that.
Neutral in the national championship.
Neutral in the national championship. I think it's just crazy.
Jeremiah loves me so good.
I don't even, what else happened? It feels like...
The Cowboys being a team of destiny.
No, the Lions.
Lions. I thought it was
that
the
was
Cowboys.
That was my go-to.
It was
no, it was the Lions. I might have spoke highly of the Cowboys. I think there was like a 3 or 4 week stretch where we were like, yeah, the Steelers, they're going to win. They could win the whole thing. I think that could probably be a hot take. I was like, I see like four teams right now that could win the big game. It was like the Chiefs, the Lions, the Ravens. I didn't even say the Eagles at the time, I don't think, because that's when they were like 1-2. And I was like, the Steelers. Like, I think the Steelers are like on a different level than everyone else. That ended up not going too strong, no.
No. I mean, my favorite take, I think, on the show was definitely me saying the Chiefs and Eagles.
Yeah, that was probably the best poll.
Yeah.
And we talked about that, too. We were like, man, what if you just put some money on it? Because I, like, exact Super Bowl or big game stuff, we found out. I think I also had the Chiefs and the Eagles, but I just had the reverse way of it.
The Lions in it.
No, I didn't have the Lions. No, I didn't start getting, like, riding the Lions' tails until, like, after, like, week two, and I was like, man, this team is actually insanely legit. I don't know. I feel like there's so many things that we could talk about, and I'm sure that there will be plenty of stuff that... You got something?
I'm going to miss the Giannis trade talks.
I really am.
Yeah.
I mean, it only happened, like, 3 or 4 times. It was, like, a quarterly thing that happened on Red Zone. Giannis will be a Thunder this offseason. I can't wait for it to happen.
It's more realistic now, and if it happens, you can just say, yeah, I told you so.
Oh, I will. Like, I might make a victory lap to Red Zone next year just to talk my talk.
Here's the thing, too, like, that's actually, now that I think about it, like, going to hurt a little bit, is, like, the sports news cycle is always, like, evolving and changing. But I think specifically right now, you know, I had 2 great years of Red Zone, and there was a lot of great things to talk about. But, like, going forward, like, the future with these three guys, like, I mean, is there a better time to be, like, on this show? I mean, the Bears are potentially going to be pretty good next year. We said that this year, but, like, we feel like they're moving in the right direction. Is the Cubs, like, are we serious about the Cubs? Like, I would love to talk postseason. I didn't get to talk about postseason baseball once on this show, and I was on it for 2 years. And then, obviously, I think the ISU football team just continues to go in the right direction. Illinois State men's basketball, we talked about that as well. I feel like those are just it low-key makes me jealous.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm super jealous, and they got, like, right Chris going to go about it. I know Liam's probably going to continue on my witty comments, so, Liam, no pressure there, just... Make sure you're as silly as possible. We're always going to need that. It's just, Red Zone's going to be so worth listening to next year. And if you guys tune out because your 3 favorite hosts are gone, that'd be ridiculous. You got 3 more banger hosts coming in.
I think the craziest thing is, too, and, like, the advice that I could give to these guys is, like, it didn't come, like, naturally at first for the 3 of us.
No.
I mean, it felt like Steve was, like, on our tail, like, after every single Red Zone. He's like, I listened this week. Joey's got to slow down. You got to pick up, like, the inflection in your voice. Said the same thing about you, too. And we were like, all right. Like, we got that. And then there was just a point where it just kind of felt like it broke. And, like, this just turned into, like, a goofy show to, like, a good extent, you know? Mm-hmm. I will say that, like, from what I can tell, every iteration of Red Zone is different, especially like with Fernelli and Fogerson. Like, we had a lot of fun and it was goofy, but I feel like with the three of us, it was more like comedic for the most part, if that makes sense. Like, we did have a lot of great interviews and like a ton of good stories that, you know, we would play, and like, but for the most part, like, we just had a good time when we came on these mics and had a great hour to kick off really the weekend, what it felt like.
And you can really feel the chemistry with us three. Like, it kind of clicked right away. I know the first episode we did when we had no sports to talk about, that one wasn't as easy to do. But after that, like, you kind of feel like we just started clicking more over time. Then, like, we got in that flow state, and Red Zone was just fun after that.
Yeah, it just seemed like we just started talking more so than just, like, talking to each other more so than just, like, I feel like talking sports, if that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think
more like friends.
The other thing, too, I think there was, like, a sense of, like, we were nervous about, like, we ended up finding a way of being able to turn this show into, like, a way that, like, the way that we would talk sports on a couch watching sports, you know. Mm-hmm. I think what was holding us back at the beginning, like, what made us scared was, you know, you don't want to swear, and I think that was like the big thing. And we were able to find like that evolution of like, all right, there's a good mix between it feels like you're just sitting on a couch talking with your guys about whatever sports it might be, and we had a heck of a lot of fun doing it, and I enjoyed every single moment of these Thursday with you guys.
I think we should put Ben on the spot. Me and Julian are Mikey Fernelli and Brayden Fogerson.
We cannot do that.
Yeah, I can.
I was just at a microphone. Both iterations are different.
Which iteration did you prefer?
I enjoyed both of them, man. I enjoyed both.
You enjoyed them both like equally.
I have an excuse. I will say I like this show better because of the fact that I didn't understand it with Mikey. Because I was just, like, the third chair, and, like, you know, I chimed in when I had to. But being able to kind of, like, control the flow of the show and, like, learn that, it was actually, like, a lot of fun, like, when I realized that. And I told Mikey that before, so I'm not too worried about him getting sensitive if he's listening out there right now. But, yeah, it is, it's been a pleasure to do the show with you boys. We still got, time left when all these seniors start coming in. So stick around. For our next senior, who we will interview here on the Red Zone. .1033 WZND back here on the Red Zone. Ben Hootie, Julian Voss, Joey LeMaster, joined by our first senior of the day, Noah Simon. Noah, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, of course. First thing we want to ask you is, how long have you been at WZND?
I have been here for 2 semesters now.
Okay, cool. And then across your time here at WZND, what exactly for sports did you do for art?
So first off, I started writing, being a beat writer for the men's golf team, and then later on switched to women's basketball. Yeah. So that were the main task that I had.
That's awesome. You did great work for us, by the way.
Thank you.
If you guys didn't know, Noah was an absolute grinder, especially for men's and women's basketball. He was always on calls, always stepping up for calls, got some of the best, you know, was able to call some of the best games of the year. You know, I think back to the game that we did together and just, who did they play again? I don't even know. It gets lost in the shuffle. But I think it was UIC. Women's basketball played UIC. And they missed they got the ball back, UIC did, and was able to just put the game away with 2 free throws. The poor girl missed both free throws, and Illinois State ended up winning the game, and that was a lot of fun to call with you.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I feel like for women's basketball especially, I think I've did like 7 or 8 games, especially towards the end of the season, and they were all just tremendous fun.
Yeah.
Like with you, I had some with Joey, some good calls. I had some with Connor over there, so just an amazing experience for me overall.
I mean, we just have to talk about that call at the Shirk Center, don't we know? I mean, we had a little bit of technology issues at the start. I was a little nervous with how well it was going to go, especially because we never done a call in the Shirk Center before. And man, just the electricity we brought together was just insane. I mean, I got to just give Noah his flowers because I have not had a color commentator that knows more about basketball. It's like when you have to do play-by-play with someone who's not too familiar with basketball,
having to, like, explain what's going on, like, in detail while also calling the game is, like, impossible. And here I have Noah throwing out, like, defensive schemes they got and everything. Like, oh, man, life's actually be a lot easier. And just the chemistry me and Noah we had right off the bat, I just want to say it was kind of ridiculous. And, Noah, I'm going to say you had my favorite calls at ZND, so I appreciate the time we were able to have together.
Hey, I appreciate that from you, Joey, and I can only say the same thing for you. Like, you being electric on the mic was definitely easy for me to go off of and bounce back and forth. So that was very, very easy with you, and I really, really appreciated that.
Yeah, I have a question for you, too. What was it like your first time being on the mic?
It was definitely weird. It's a fun fact because it was technically my second time in my life because my father does this for a living back home in Europe.
Okay.
And when I was, I think, 10 or 11, after one of the races that got over because he does motorsports, he was like, well, we got this, like, feature race going on and nobody really cares for it. But the TV crew, they're all like, yeah, we can let you do it for fun. And I was like, I guess, sure. Like, I was super, super nervous. But that definitely made it a little bit easier. And then I had Everton on the call here with me, and he was just super nice, super helpful. So he definitely helped me a lot, too.
Awesome. Was it always the plan for you to go into sports broadcasting? And that's kind of where you want to go in the future as well, right?
Yeah, in the future for sure. Obviously, when I was like 5 or 6, I would have rather been the athlete. But
yeah.
You got to be
a learner.
We all learn at some point.
Yeah, but now definitely. I'd say probably since I was 11, 12, I remember my dad would come home from work, and I would recite the whole broadcast that he had to him, so definitely something that I picked up a while ago, I'd say.
What would you say out of everything that you've been able to do at ZND, like, what's been your favorite memory?
My favorite memory probably would be, I would have three to pick from. Either the game with me and Joey at the Shark Center, that was just electric,
yeah.
The crowd and everything. The second one would be the first game I called with Everton, just because it was the first game I called. And then the third one would be my first studio, not hosting, but shadowing Jasper in the studio. It was a volleyball game that Joey and Everton were the call on, and it was just after Tyus Gibson got traded to the Hornets.
Yeah.
And Joey tried so hard, and he was so successful at just putting Tyus Gibson references into it, and me and Jasper were losing it in here. And ended up having our own list. We brought out a sheet of paper, and we were just writing down the most random NBA players we could think of.
No, like, that's awesome. What was the most random pool?
Yeah. The most random poll, like, there were so many. I'd have to say Dexter Pondexter, maybe, would be one good one. Carlos Arroyo, there were just a bunch of different people that me and Jasper were looking at each other. We're like, I don't even know how we found those guys.
Right.
But that was fun.
That's beautiful. So, what's up next, Noah?
Up next is grad school, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Staying here, staying home. With
you can take a better time to stay. I mean, sports, we already talked about sports being incredible next year, so I know you're going to have the time of your life being able to witness all that in person.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Go ahead, Joey.
Do you have any crazy hot sports takes you want to say one last time?
Ooh.
I mean, I like what you guys were talking about before with Giannis getting traded.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was getting traded midseason. Now I definitely think he's going to get traded, but I don't see him going to the Thunder.
See?
Great question, Julian.
Great question, Julian.
Did I just see something that, like, Giannis's refs, like, refused to talk to, like, the Bucks or something recently?
Mm-hmm.
Was it something like that?
Yeah.
I thought he was about to go meet with them or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. NBA, you're a big NBA guy, right? What's the championship pick? What do we got? Like,
championship pick is tough, but I'm going to go, I know Liam's in here, but I'm going to go say the Cavs are going to beat the Thunder in the finals.
Ooh, I love it. No, Celtics struggled against Orlando, dude. Like, Drew Holiday is such an important player, don't get me wrong, but, like, losing Drew Holiday can't make you struggle against the Orlando match without Jalen Suggs. Like, that was just really concerning for me. And the Cleveland Cavs, they're incredible.
You know what might be my hot sports take? Now that you said that, Jason Tatum, I think he's overrated.
Yeah! Good answer!
Can we fight back? Can we fight back?
You can fight back.
I totally disagree.
I'm fighting.
He's the star, or, I mean, it's like a two-headed star there. But, like, they just won the championship.
Not overrated.
Did they win because of Jason Tatum?
He was a huge part.
Who should the MVP should have been?
Jalen Brown?
Yeah, it was Jalen Brown,
right? Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, man, we should have Noah on here more frequently. We've just been agreeing. Me and Julie, I think, disagreed 5 times on the last episode. It was kind of a common theme, man. No, I really need you on my side in some of these scenarios.
I got you, Joey.
Thank you.
So, grad school for you, what exactly are you going to grad school for?
Communications.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then I think you still be sticking around calling a couple games for us. So
hopefully, yeah.
You'll be able to hear Noah continue to do calls with that, and that's super exciting, especially just to give you your flowers again. You killed it for us with sports calls all year long, and just, I mean, if someone out there was listening to ZND, especially a basketball game, you probably heard Noah Simon, because he just stepped up to the plate every single time, and I only heard you continue to get better and better and better, and you definitely turned into one of the best sportscasters here during your time here, so I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, much appreciated. Also, for you guys, I got to give you guys your flowers, too. Obviously, me and Julian, we haven't called a game together or done much, but I listened to a lot of his calls, which helped me kind of, you know, get a direction of what I want to do, and then Joey's energy obviously being electric, and then you, Ben, just... Any questions I had about anything, I could come to you. Yeah. So that was just
except that I held off getting you your game tapes. No, before we let you go, is there anyone that you want to shout out?
I would probably shout out my mom.
Okay.
From Germany, she listened to most of the calls. She does not know much about football. She knows a little bit about basketball now, more than she did back in the day, but she didn't really care. She was just excited to listen to her son, and I really appreciated that.
Well, awesome, Noah. Thank you so much for joining the show today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you,
and
guys.
Congratulations on graduating, man.
Thank you, guys.
When we come back, we will talk to another senior here on the Red Zone. WZND back here on the Red Zone, joined by another senior, our news and sports operations director, Lauren Leisure. Her first time on the Red Zone. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We were just talking before, like, that this is your first time, besides the election show, freely talking on air. So, I mean, this has got to be a little bit of a weird feeling
for
you.
Yeah, it does feel weird. Usually it's all scripted, and the election show was honestly mostly scripted, too, so... Feels illegal.
Yeah. So the thing about news and sports operations director, I feel like no one really knows what you do. Do you want to describe your job and what you had to deal with for the past year?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Like, no one really understands what I do in the office, like, day to day or just, like, in general, really. But I look at it more as, like, a management position than, like, a journalism position or, like, a news or a sports position. Pretty much just, like, babysitting all my interns is the main priority, but also, like, changing out PSAs, doing quarterly reports, so the FCC, we comply with it, and then, like, submitting awards, and, like, running all the meetings, doing the meeting minutes, like, booking anything that we need, really just, like, making sure everything gets done on time how it's supposed to.
Was it easy?
It was easier than I expected it to be.
Okay.
But it definitely got easier as the year went on. I mean, we hired 14 people in August, and, like, getting all of those people trained and, like, just getting them to a point where they had a grasp on what they were doing, it took a long time. So this semester was easy.
I feel like there's some people that still don't have a grasp, too. Not to call I got one day left here.
And I bet that those people are sports interns.
What?
No, that's crazy.
We have like, all in the room right now.
Yeah, Matt Connor
it's
and Jamie.
Liam Lyons.
Go ahead. So, Lauren, I need to ask, like, what was your favorite memory at ZND?
Gosh, I don't know. It's hard to pick. Probably just, like, spending time in the office every day. Like, as cliche as that sounds, like, it is a lot of fun down here. And as much as it is work, it's play, too. Mm-hmm. So... Lots of fun. I can't really decide. I don't know. I didn't really do... I mean...
Did you do the Kinziger call last year for the buzzer?
I was going to ask you about that.
And I was so scared because it was my first sports call. And I don't know, like, a ton about basketball either. So it was a... For me, it was definitely a call.
I thought it was great.
For Ben, it was an exciting call, though.
So what do you think was... What was it like your first time picking up the mic? And, like, being on air for the first time?
I had been on air previously at a different radio station, like, in my hometown in Bourbonnais, so being on the mic wasn't really scary, but those were, like, pre-recorded newscasts that I did, so it was a little different because it was live, and I didn't really know, like, how things worked, so that was a little scary, but, like, for the election show, like talking freely, that was weird. Like, it's weird right now to just, like, get on a mic and not be scripted.
I mean, that going back to that election show, because I was on it, and I feel like there was, like, an MVP performance. It was my... No, I'm just kidding. but the behind-the-scenes of that, I mean, looking back on it, like, it was so... That day and everything was so hectic, but, like, I feel like we ended up putting on a really good show, and, like... After, like, looking back on it, like, that was probably, like, one of my, like, favorite times in the basement just because of how hectic it was.
Yeah, like, it, like, there was so much work that went into that show for, like, literally 2 months prior. Mm-hmm. Like, setting up interviews and, like, just trying to train my interns on, like, how to do things the day of, like, live call-ins and that kind of thing. It was so much work to put it on, and then I scripted the whole thing. I thought it was going to run smoothly. Everything was going to go on time, and none of that happened. So it definitely was hectic, but that's kind of what made it fun.
Yeah.
It was, like, exhilarating.
A little bit, yeah.
It was.
Like, it was scary.
It was very scary.
But, like, the best part for me was, like, I was just sitting in the corner, and I had a map that, like, I had, like, highlighters or something. So I was coloring in, like, blue and red. And then everyone said that the way that, because I was doing, like, the national election, like, announcing the results, and then everyone said it sounded like I was doing a sports call. I think I need to pull that audio because, like, it was a lot of, I enjoyed doing that, honestly.
And then so Lauren, Georgia next?
Yes.
Wow.
I know, super exciting.
Do you think the LARPer of your dreams is going to be there?
I hope so, Joey. I hope so.
Explain what you're doing in Georgia.
So it's a communications role. So, and honestly, like, during my time at Illinois State, I've done a lot in journalism, but I've also done a lot in, like, corporate communications. So this role in Georgia is, like, a perfect mix between the two. So, like, writing, like, newsletters and, like, keeping data spreadsheets is, like, the corporate comm side of it. But I'm also doing, like, press releases, interviewing the players, and that kind of thing. So it's a good mix, which is exciting because I'm not giving up either side of kind of what I wanted to go into.
And even though it's based in Georgia, you won't be there all summer.
No, definitely not. So the first 4 months of it is traveling. So I get to go to Florida, New York City, Phoenix, Colorado, Washington, D.C., which I've never been to, so that'll be interesting. North Carolina, South Carolina, Ohio.
Crazy. Best of luck.
Ohio. So that'll be exciting, but it'll be quite a change for sure.
Do you have any crazy sports, or I guess like pop takes out there?
Tell us about the Bears. What are your thoughts on the Bears this upcoming season?
I mean, I said last season, too, every single year, everyone's like, they're going to be good. It's a different year. It's different this year. Like, they are going to be good. And then they're horrible. And honestly, like, I hate the Bears. I hope they stay horrible. I hope they go 0-17. I hope that.
At least you said it right. The first time that she, like, went on this rampage and told me about it, she's like, God, I hate the Bears so much. I just want them to go 17-0. And I'm like, you know what? That'd be perfect because we're gonna win it all. Mm-hmm. And then, sure enough, I was like, no, it's 0-17, and you stand on that.
I do. I have a vendetta against them.
You also threw club slander at me the other day too.
Yeah, and it's different because you work for them now. But if you didn't work for them, I hope that I hope every Chicago sports team goes 100 years without a title.
Wow. Just pure hatred on this
red zone. How about Illinois one time? It's only else got to have a downfall. It's crazy.
Lauren, before we let you go, is there anyone that you want to shout out or any last remarks for your last time on the mic?
I know.
It's crazy.
I cannot believe this is my last time on the mic. And honestly, it's my last time. I feel like it's going to be my last time on any mic.
You think?
For a really long time. I think so. I think that I'll stay in like the kind of communications world of things. So, I don't know. This is so weird, but I don't know. I mean, Z&D is such a special place, and I've had such a great time as NSOD. But, I mean, I have to thank, obviously, our faculty advisors, Steve and Deb, and our general manager, Ben Howell, and my great co-directors, Ben and Colleen, and Julian and Joey.
Oh, thank you.
For a great Red Zone every Thursday.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Oh, of course.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your
You're
service.
You're welcome.
The president of us was Lauren Leisure. She controlled the ship. Lauren, thank you so much, and congratulations on completing your time at Z&D.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll have Jasper Jones as our next senior to highlight here on the Red Zone. WZND back here on the Red Zone for our senior spotlights. Ben Hootie, Julian Voss, Joey Master, joined by Jasper Jones. Jasper, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you guys for having me again.
All right, first thing I got to ask you is how many semesters have you spent at WZND?
This is 3 or 4, I believe.
I think it's 3. I think
it's
you came
three.
In the
it's
fall.
Three.
Yeah.
It's 3, yeah.
Throughout your time here, what have you done for the sports department more specifically?
I called a couple of games here throughout, commentary-wise. Definitely done a fair share of studio hosting. That's mainly the things that I can think of off the top of my head.
Soccer. You were on the soccer beat.
Soccer beat.
Yep.
And baseball beat this semester, too.
Jasper, I got to ask, how did you get to this point here? Like, what sparked your interest to come to WZND? Did you have, you know, prior experience before that? What really got you to this point where you're at now?
Yeah, no. They had a media department in my high school, and that was always, like, of interest to me. And yeah. Coming here after 2 years of community college, came here, my very first class I had with Quinn, and I believe it was Quinn. Quinn actually got me here. Quinn, I feel like there was someone else.
Was it Jameson by any chance?
It was Jameson. Quinn and Jameson. How am I forgetting Jameson? That's crazy. Quinn and Jameson were awesome, and they gave me a tour at WZND after we had an interview in Comm 101 with Deb, and they walked me through, said that they had an open spot in the news and sports. And the rest is, the last three semesters of WZND for me.
And it's all done today. Yeah. This is your last time on the mic. Your newscast got canceled tomorrow.
Last time on the mic at ZND. So, hopefully we have the baseball game tomorrow. Like, I'm supposed to be...
Oh, yeah. I really don't want that schedule to change around at all.
Yeah,
I know.
All right. I said, Jasper, we need to know, what has been your favorite memory here at ZND?
So I said it at the last meeting.
I think it's going to be the second time it got brought up.
It's the Taj Gibson volleyball game with Joey and Everton on the call. And Noah was also in the studio just learning. And I thought that was hilarious. It was genuinely the most fun I think I've had, like, being a part of a game because of this. It felt so free.
Yeah.
So, we talked about Taj Gibson, Mike. So 40% of the time.
Noah revealed to the world that you guys are making, like, a random NBA player list as well. So I need to know, what's the most random NBA player you pulled?
I think, like, we got to, like, Jacques Lindell. Like, Langston Galloway was up there. Like, we were going the entire, like, breaks. Every time you guys were going through breaks and things like that, we were just... naming as many NBA players as we could. Like, Kostas Papanikolaou.
Oh, my God.
Like, we were deep in our back.
Can you give us one right now?
Like a
random
NBA player. I feel like that was a
problem. One more you for this man, too.
Well, give me, like, 5 seconds.
Okay.
Cle'Anthony Early.
Oh, yeah. Wichita State legend.
Yes. See, somebody else knows ball.
Dude, Cle'Anthony Early was a dog. Him, Ron Baker, Red Van Vliet, quit playing. That was such an incredible...
Real hoops. The one day I said... Because, like, my brother was a huge Wichita State basketball fan, and he went there for a year. So I was like... I love Ron Baker. Like, I love, because I watch Wichita State basketball games with my dad. And Steve was like, you cannot say that. Like, you go to Illinois State, you cannot say that you like Ron Baker. Because it was like a pretty, when they were in the Valley, it was like a rivalry. And, you know, Ron Baker was just a creator of chaos. So, he was not happy when I said, like, one of my favorite college basketball players of all time is Ron Baker.
What a pull.
What's up next?
Up next, my dad is the reentry program coordinator for Kankakee County, and I plan on writing grants for him so he has more free time to teach the class and do other things for the program. It's a nonprofit, so there's a lot of things that go into that, and it would be better if he could focus his time on that, and I could get paid to write his grants for him.
I mean, that's like the best answer, right?
That's all you need. You need some money.
But, like, Julian, along the way, like,
I'm going to steal Julian's question. What's, like, your hottest sports take you have?
Oh, man, the Bronny's going to be so solid. Like, okay. I think a lot of people give him, like, a lot of hate and a lot of flack, but I really think, like, Bronny's going to be a solid NBA player.
But, like, what do we consider as solid?
I think, like, an Avery Bradley type player.
Oh, my God.
85 overall in 2K.
Avery Bradley was an 85.
No way.
It means something.
He's not 81 max.
No way. Avery Bradley
was 85.
Swear to God.
What? He's a defensive, like,
no, he was a dog. Don't get me wrong, but he really got 85 at one point.
Yeah.
3-2K sucks.
Oh, man. Jasper, it's been a pleasure to have you. We're still going to talk for a little bit more. I'm just trying to come up with a question right now. I feel like we cycled through so many.
How many guys did you have on before me?
We've had Noah and Lauren, and now it's you. So.
Oh, okay. I'm lucky number three.
Yeah, so do you ever think you're going to find your way back in
the sport? Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely. Like, what I was going to say is, like, along the way somewhere, I'd definitely like to start, like, some sort of, like, podcast or, like, something, I don't know, of, like, free-form content with me just talking about sports, like specifically basketball, because we're talking about Kostas Papanikolaou. so
Like, I feel like that's where I'm my most diverse and the most deepest, I guess you would say, in my bag would be basketball talk. So I'd love to do something, like, along those lines in the sports field.
I mean, yeah, me and Everton had a podcast for a little bit. I mean, there's nothing more fun than it. Than NBA championship, what are you expecting? What's going to happen? Let's see the ball knowledge.
Man, I really wanted L.A. to, like, pull off a 3-1 comeback, and that didn't happen. But
You're
I really
Brown
have.
Fan?
I'm a Derrick Rose fan.
Okay.
I'm a Derrick Rose fan. That's my favorite player ever. But I do recognize LeBron as the greatest player to ever touch a basketball.
All right, we're not doing that today.
No, we got a couple minutes.
We do.
Talk your talk, Jasper.
Honestly, like, I am, like, I'm not, like, in touch with basketball, like, as much. Like, I watch it. I watch the playoffs. I don't watch it all the time. Here's the thing. 6-0 is all you need, man. And, like, Defensive Player of the Years, MVPs. I mean, I know the dude's, like, still playing at the top of his game at, like, 40, but, like, you're telling me not that it just doesn't hurt your legacy a little bit losing in 5 games to the Timberwolves, who are the lower seed? Like, if that's...
A lower seed.
I know he is. He's still at the top of his... I'm not denying that.
He is.
But Michael Jordan knew when to put it up at the right time. Like,
oh, I watched Michael Jordan's defense in the 90s. He played so good.
The one thing I will say about that take too is, like, it's two different eras. Yeah. I've always said that too. So
it's hard to like actually gauge that.
Yeah. I hate that LeBron's so funny because, like, I have to hate him, but, like,
all the memes.
The memes are hilarious, bro.
Yeah, but all I'm gonna say is LeBron made eight straight finals in the East, and then he goes to the West and only makes one in the pandemic. So, like, I think I know who my GOAT is.
Whoa, the pandemic ring is still a ring.
It is, but.
How high is it? I think that's like
not an asterisk,
hoops.
But
it's just not as cool.
The bubble was so much fun.
It was.
TJ Warren.
TJ Warren was dropping 50. We got role players playing like starters. I think that was like peak hoops.
No, but the best part of the bubble was the Jamal Murray versus Donovan Mitchell series when they literally went to war. Oh my God. That was real hoops.
Jamal Murray was hilarious during the bubble, man.
he did some things.
I thought LeBron was the GOAT. I'm not going to lie.
I was just doing it for the bit. LeBron is the guy. Okay.
And it's because 3v1 Ben. I joined Ben for a second.
No more. Jasper, before we let you go, is there anyone that you want to shout out and, you know, thank for your time in college and at Z&D?
Shout out to my mom and dad and, like, my sisters. They all, like, tune in to, like, whatever it was I did. So definitely shout out to them supporting me along the way through not only, like, Z&D stuff, but just being there to be able to talk to me or talk, me being able to talk to them whenever. So they're just like the greatest family, the Joneses.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Jasper, it was a pleasure to have you as an intern. You were awesome, and I can only imagine that you're going to continue to do great things. Congratulations on completing your time at WZND, man.
Thank you.
Still have a sports call to do. Thank you, Jasper. When we come back, we will have Everton Levy as our next senior spotlight here on the Red Zone. WZND back here on the Red Zone, specifically the Senior Red Zone. Ben Hootie, Julian Boss, Joey Master, joined by Better Late Than Never, SGA himself, Everton Levy. I hate that I just said that. It just came out. I just wanted to do one more thing.
I'm not surprised. It's no different. I hear it all the time. All
right, Everton, before we start, and I can only imagine what these next 10 minutes is going to be like. It's always chaos when it's the four of us. How many semesters at WZND?
This is my fourth semester, finishing my fourth semester at WZND.
And what specifically did you do here at WZND in terms of, like, sports and stuff as well?
Well, I called a bunch of basketball games, one or two volleyball games, traveled to Evansville for the women's basketball tournament, and I was a football beat reporter, too, and a little bit of women's basketball beat reporter, so.
Yeah. Everton, there was a... I feel like we barely, like, really knew you last year. I know Joey did, but, like, even, like, last year, like, you weren't around as much because you were doing so much with TV10, and, like, this is just credit to you, bro, because, like, everybody was like, man, where's Everton? Like, I just, like, he always does a show up for a newscast and then just leave. Like,
Bro, last year was such a trip. Like, I did only show up for my newscast. Like, I missed every meeting. I mean, there's people who I didn't even know until this year. Like, Jasper, I think I only talked to him one time until literally this year. So I was, like, MIA, like, all of last year. I remember there's people like, oh, this is Everton. Yeah, I'm like, you know, yeah. That does happen to me.
Everton showed up for the tribute meeting and didn't show up to the rest of the world. We just randomly just let us for our tribute.
We forgot you were here, right? I came to our newscast, so I had to make sure I had to do something.
Oh, but it was a pleasure. I feel like I know where you're going to go with this, but what was your, like, favorite ZND memory?
I know I keep talking about it, but, bro, that Evansville trip was so much fun. Getting to call both games was amazing. They were both really good games, too. I mean, one game was a huge blowout, so we had to kind of just, like, talk about whatever. Another game was, while the Redbirds lost, it was still a fun game to call.
Yeah.
And then any basketball game we're going to call has been fun, too, so anything like that.
Outside of the Evansville ones, do you have, like, a specific favorite, like, in terms of moments and everything like that?
Probably this dude right here with his jersey on. Uh-huh. Pulling up the Taj Gibson. That right there.
That's the third mention.
I'm just saying. That was
Casper was part of that. Noah was part of that. And now
we all were part of the Taj Gibson moment. I think, because it was a volleyball game, too.
Yes.
And Joey was like, watch me do this. And I'm like, here we go. And he pulled it out. I don't know how he did it, but, yeah, Taj Gibson won.
it was incredible. But then, like, Everton, like, I feel like I saw, like, all my, like, upperclassmen years with you. I mean, we had a couple of journeys junior year, and then we traveled for a little bit, went to Milwaukee together, which was a great time. What's your favorite moment with me?
Oh, man. I think my first ever basketball game call was with you, Joey. So,
oh, my God.
That game, I mean, I remember we were talking about, like, the scouting for the team and how that one dude shot, like, every shot. I don't remember his name, but he shot the ball, like, every single time. No, that's a different game.
No, because what I remember from that game is, remember when, like, Brandon Leib hit a three? He was like, oh, my God, we have our own Leib. We have our own Leib and Yama.
Leib made a three, and we were like, oh, we just got Wemby at ISU. We're good. That was, it was me going, that's not the case. Oh, what a time.
Also, yeah. I think it would be a good time to say congratulations. Our Drake call with me, you, and Liam won best play-by-play at IMBA. And then second place was Joey and Jaden for their call of the Bradley game. But I do want to ask you this, and I hate to keep beating the dead horse because, like, I feel like you'll never get it again once you leave this basement. Can you explain, like, the SGA thing, where it stemmed from? Like, for those that don't know, Everton looks a lot like NBA MVP.
If I'm being honest, so, okay, let me break it down. Before I got braids, I was Bobby Portis. That's what everybody
You told me that yesterday.
Everybody was saying Bobby Portis. I might look more like him than SJ if I'm being 100%, right?
Probably.
That was my nick. Everybody's calling me Bobby Portis. Then I got braids. I think Joey was the first person I saw me with braids and was like, wait. SGA, and it went down here.
It was really only a semester thing, too, right?
Yeah. It was until I got braids. I promise you, the moment I got braids, I was just branded as SGA. The AI of my birthday didn't help at all, because then everybody on my Instagram was like, you know what? Yeah, you do look like SGA. And it was downhill.
We got a picture of Bobby Portis pulled up behind him. Yeah, so I'm going to be real. Everton looks nothing like SGA. He just happened to get SGA's braids, and the fact he's, like, the biggest Thunder fan you ever. Like, oh, he's got the SGA braids. He's so consistent. He's got so much aura. You know, think it'd be, like, a one-time thing. And then it just blew off, just out of proportions.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I felt that was like, I felt like Oppenheimer in that moment. Yeah. I just created a bomb without, like,
thinking
I was
going to
end it. It didn't end. It never ended.
We saw your whole braid journey, though. We saw the whole braid journey.
You're right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
We saw it all happen.
I got hang time now and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
And then now it was, like, crazy, because, like, now Everton's known for, like, sleeping in class as well. Oh. Like, Everton, what's your sleep schedule?
Bro, I go to sleep at, like, 1 or 2. I probably should be going to sleep earlier, but now I got memed for sleeping in class.
He slept in class, and now everyone's, like, replies, like, oh, he's even consistent with his nap time. He's not surviving. That was the other thing I was going to go to, because not only were you just SGA, it was nonchalant, consistent. Like, I feel like you... And honestly, I shouldn't even be speaking because all I heard for, like, the last half semester was, Hudsey! Like, that's all anyone said. But, like, for you, it was just, like, you'd walk in the halls and be like, oh, nonchalant. Everything
we was the same. It was either I was getting called in, I was like, oh, aura, let me fall down now. Oh, my gosh.
That was pretty funny for a little bit, though.
It was definitely funny, and then everybody started doing it. And I was like, oh, wow, I can't go anywhere now. And it's just, oh, it's nonchalant.
No, because here's the thing, like, we know we call, like, Everton, say he has aura, because, like, the SGA thing, like, I've worked out with Everton in the rec 3 times. we set an over-under how many people he's going to know. It's like 14 and a half every time.
You know everyone on this campus.
He knows everyone on this campus. He's everywhere. It's ridiculous. Like, sometimes I think it's like other Everton Levy's out there. I get worried. But no, Everton is just literally everywhere. And just like, Everton, like, how are you like the social butterfly? Like,
bro.
Like, what's your like advice to everybody listening on how to be as social
even,
as you are?
Even my roommate who like... It, like, he's so used to just, like, he has a circle. That's really it.
Mm.
Even he was like, oh, yeah, I saw Everton at the bar.
All I can say is I make it a point to, like, actually meet people, I guess. Like, I make sure I shake someone's hand or get someone's name. So if you want to, I don't know, try that. That might help. I don't know. That's my advice to you. I don't know.
That's, hey, that's a great habit to have, bro.
He's a gentleman.
We got to ask, how you feeling about your Thunder, man?
Oh, I mean, like, the sweep was expected. They scared me a little bit in game three when they were up, like, almost 30. But as Josh said, we had them figured out. Doesn't matter. We swept them. SGA didn't even play that good in that series, to be honest.
No.
And that's why I'm not even tripping, because we swept them. And I feel like he could play better in the next series. Tonight we find out if we're going to play Denver. Or, well, obviously it's game six. So if the Clippers win, they have to win game seven. But regardless of who we play, I feel like I'm confident, and I've still got the winning championship.
Who's the matchup that you would want in this next round?
Honestly, Denver. Yeah. Like, I feel like the Clippers match up way too well with us compared to Denver. Like, obviously, the Denver has the Jokic thing where he's the best player in the world, but I feel like the rest of that team is too wishy-washy. Y'all know Russ is my favorite player, but Russ in the playoffs, it's like, whoa, or it's like, oh, my gosh. So I'd rather bank on that than the Clippers being consistent with Kawhi and Zubac and all those guys. So, yeah, definitely Denver.
Everton, it has been a pleasure to be able to work with you. A lot of fun. I mean, just throughout this interview, like, you could tell, like, four of us obviously all got along really well. And you did such great work for us, and I appreciate that. Is there anyone that you want to shout out specifically, you know, as time comes to graduate and also for your time at CND?
Oh, that's too many people for me to shout out. I want to shout out the whole department, honestly. Joey, like I said, the first person I ever had a call with, this is my dog, my ride or die right here. Ben, you've been my sports director the past two semesters. And, like, last semester, Mikey was my sports director, but I didn't really get to connect as much because I wasn't here. But since I've been here this semester, been a great sports director. Julian, I realized me and you never actually called a game, which is kind of
insane.
Bro,
what? That is pretty cool.
I know. We never called a game. But I've talked to you all the time, and you're a great person to be around. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the new people coming up into Red Zone. Liam, going to be a great sports director. Connor, going to be great on Red Zone. Jaden, hardest worker right here, Jaden. Appreciate this, man. Jasper, Noah, everybody in North Sports and News. Obviously, Lauren being our inside and all that. Colleen being our news director. Everybody who's been around in Sports and News. And just the whole Z&D. Shout out to all y'all, man.
That's Everton Levy.
Yeah, that's Everton Levy. Congratulations, man. I just got the chills from you saying that. That was awesome.
And so much aura.
But thank you and congratulations on completing your time at ZND. Fellas, we're passing the mics over.
Oh, man. God.
We're really passing the torch now?
We're passing the torch. Oh, so, yeah, it's time to pass the torch. We're passing over to Liam, Connor, and Jaden as they take over. And me, Joey, and Julian will get interviewed by the three of them here on the Red Zone.
We're back on the Red Zone, and if you're tuned in right now, you hear some different voices. That's because the new guys have taken over. I'm Liam Lyons. Alongside to my right is Connor Allen. Across from me, Jaden Cohen, our new producer. You just heard Ben Hootie, Julian Voss, and Joey Lamaster interview some of our seniors here at the Red Zone. And now we're joined alongside this year's producer, Julian Voss. So, Julian, thanks for coming on, and time to get interviewed, Julian.
Crazy, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, just to get things started, Julian, how many semesters at WZND, and who hired you?
I'm the old guy here. This is 7 semesters for me. It's crazy because I'm, like, the youngest one out of all the seniors, but I've been here the longest. Leo was the one that he got me here. Leo was our old sports director before Mikey and Ben. So, yeah, none of you guys obviously know who that is, but also a great sports director.
I actually do know who Leo Stodher is. He actually gave me my tour of ISU when I was still a senior in high school. Leo went to the same high school as me. Shout out, Leo. But, yeah, Julian, so first off, if you had a favorite memory, either it could be from Red Zone, calls, just time at Z&D overall, what would you say it is and why?
I would probably say interviewing Chase Walker. Honestly, not either one of the times, but the one time that me and Joey did it for the first time, I thought that was just so funny because that's when I first met him. He had a very, like, great personality, like, very open to just talk and just, like, be himself. So Yeah, me and him and Joey had a lot of great talks. We forgot Kobe in the little all-star draft. Twitter was just going off on us. It was so funny, but that was definitely a great memory.
I remember being in the news and sports office, just seeing Chase Walker come in. Man almost hit his head on the the door. So it's incredible. And, you know, you got to love the interview. And a memory that I have, Julian, is I was with you during my first call. We did the women's game. It was the Play for K game. Can you give us the details of what went through on your end?
That was so long ago. I don't really remember that. But I think that was one of the – was that this year, right?
It was last year.
We won that game, too, because I know I have very bad luck with calls. Like, a lot of the calls I've had, we lose on some tragic way. But that was one of the games I think that we ended up winning. But that also might have been the game where it hit the switch and I actually started winning games, because my first, like, 5 to 10 calls, like, they all lost the game.
Connor, I'll let you hit some next questions.
Yeah, so you mentioned you've been here for a while. You've been here, I think, longest out of anyone so far. How do you think you've personally grown since, you know, your first semester here to where you're at now?
Oh, definitely a lot. I feel like I've definitely gotten a lot more confident on the microphone. When I first started, I definitely was a little bit more tense, didn't really, like, give out my whole personality. But as time went by, obviously, like, getting closer to you guys, too, like, I got way more comfortable on the microphone with Red Zone. Obviously, with Joey and Ben, it made it way easier. But also just with my play-by-play calls, like, a lot of it's just repetition, and the longer I've been on here, the more comfortable it felt, and it just felt like more just like I've just been talking like by myself.
And I got to ask another question. You're probably the biggest, like, U of I fan I know. Where does that love for U of I come from? Is Joey scoffs on the couch over there, but where does that love for U of I come from?
So my oldest sister actually went to U of I, then my second oldest sister actually went after her. And actually, right now, my brother goes there. He transferred, like, a couple years ago there, too. So my family's been huge on U of I for the last few years. And I used to always watch them growing up. And I remember one of my best sports memories was seeing Tyler Griffey hit a game winner over Indiana, the number one ranked team in the nation. And it was one of those sick moments I watched in sports. So, yeah, U of I has been a huge team for me. Football-wise, I don't know, but basketball, that's what was huge.
So, Julian, we got to do that call kind of going off of Connor said against the U of I baseball team a few weeks ago. Obviously, that had to be a bit tough for you. You're calling a game against your favorite team, but obviously the Redbirds able to prevail in that one. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest part of that game was probably that catch that U of I outfielder made out in left field. He, like, dove all the way down the foul line.
That was Ben's buddy,
I think. Yeah, it was. We were saying during the call that should have made the SportsCenter top 10. I don't think it did, but, like, holy. Like, that was probably one of my favorite moments from a call of you. So my question is, like, have you ever been, like, doing a call and, like, something like that, like, stood out to you, like, a big moment like that? Like, what was your favorite one of those?
There's been a couple times in the ISU basketball. I know Kendall Lewis had a big shot and Darius Burfer also had a big shot. But I would definitely say in football, Daniel Sopkowicz used to have some of the craziest catches I've watched. And I'd be like, oh, my God, like, how did he just catch that? And I feel like he needs a lot more of this, like, national attention just because of it, too.
Yeah, and as a producer, everything's not always going to go up to scale, like A-plus work all the time. What was a moment on Red Zone that, like, you can say right now is like, you're like, oh, wait, we're live, or like, what's going on? Like, did you ever have like one of those like that?
Like a moment where I was like, wait, say that question again?
So like, say like a moment like where you like felt like you didn't realize you guys were live, or like something happened, you guys went too long. Yeah. Like as a producer, like, you can kind of comment on that a little bit.
Okay, there was like a time where I thought my mic wasn't on, but then after a while, I just noticed it was just a little bit too short. But also, as time went by more, I just noticed more, like, how to use the board easier and just fade outs, fade ins, things like that. And all of it just came more, like, natural and more just, like, going with the motions.
And then going off of that, Julian, since I'm going to be the upcoming producer, do you have any last-minute advice for me?
Just be yourself. I mean, that goes to all of you, too. Like, just be yourselves on the mics, like, this show really is just a lot of three dudes just talking sports, and that's the best thing about it. You just get to be yourselves, build, like, good memories, build good connections with each other. And as time went by, I know me, Ben, and Joey also felt this way. Like, we got way closer as the time went by, too. And a lot of it's just, like, you don't really want to – you don't want to take it for granted either.
And I can say it now. I've been trying to build up this question for a while, but you've been doing Red Zone for a year now with these two guys on the couch right here. And everyone has their own take, and, like, there's sometimes, like, where it's like, you really going to believe that? What's the worst take you've probably heard from these two on the couch right here?
Joey Lee Master about anything that comes out of his mouth, and probably anything they say about U of I, but also, I don't know. I feel like we didn't have any, like, crazy bad takes.
Yeah.
But me and... I just chirped for Notre Dame a lot, but the Notre Dame chirps weren't even, like, good because they made the national championship, so I just kind of chirped for no reason.
The one thing I'll say about the Notre Dame hate, and I can comment on it because people can call it a bandwagon all they want, but I still have Notre Dame in my heart. They have at least one loss a year, especially for football, where it's like, all right, you're going to lose to Northern Illinois, you're going to lose to Marshall. Like, I can get why is that. So I'm going to pass it over to Connor here.
Keeping it on the topic of college sports, is U of I making the college football playoff
yes,
this year?
Yes, like, yes,
are they making
yes,
it? All right.
Yes. Luke Allmeyer is a top 10 quarterback in the nation, too, and I just want everybody to know that, too.
Are they going deep in March Madness in basketball? Because they never do.
Probably not, because Brad Underwood does not coach well in March, but they have a very good European team coming in, so we'll see.
Yeah, probably one of the best transfer classes I've seen for college basketball, and I think U of I is going to make some definitely have preseason jitters right away because they're going to be like, U of I has got this great team, and they'll end up like losing in week two to somebody that they shouldn't lose to. It's how it goes all the time in Big Ten basketball. That's just how it is. But, Julian, any like kind of like advice you want to give out there who like people who want to become a broadcaster, want to do what you do, like anything that you want to say?
I mean, I just say do it. Like, it's just as easy as that. If you really want to do something like this, it really just takes the time of just like going up there and really doing it because all the connections I built from this place are just huge connections I could use the rest of my life. And with that, I feel like I first came in from somebody in my fraternity. And, like, once he graduated, I tried to get other guys, like, doing this type of thing. And not many people are really, like, sports, like, broadcasters or, like, journalism majors in general. But if you want to do something like this, it's obviously a very, very tight, like, realm of jobs you want to get into. But if you really feel like you want to do it, you definitely can.
And then, Julian, going off of that, looking back not only at your time at WZND, but ISU in general, who's been someone that has really shaped to make you who you are today?
In WZND?
Yeah, or just your time in general.
I'd just definitely say these two guys. I mean, just like from the time we've had on the show, we've just definitely grown more on the microphone and definitely just more just like as friends and people in this station because we do a lot here at the station, but also like we'll just hang out and do stuff outside of the station too. And I feel like those connections and, like, those memories you make outside the station will definitely influence what goes on the show.
Yeah. And then going back to, you talked about the Chase Walker a little bit. Is there another specific interview that you've really connected with or liked conducting?
Say that one more time.
Like, someone else you brought on the show besides Chase Walker.
Yeah. Jordan Davis was another very good interview. He was definitely one of the more just like well-spoken guys on that basketball team. And every answer he gave, like you could just tell like he was also a communications major, which I think he is too. And he was a very well-spoken guy as well.
Do want to shout out these three guys who are the former hosts of Red Zone. They did just win an award for that, actually, the Jordan Davis episode of Red Zone. So shout out that. In the basement of Fell Hall, he'll be remembered forever. And, but no, Julian, really quick, I do want to say though, like, I joined my freshman year, and even though we're not the same age, I've been here the same, almost as long as you have, and I just, like, want to say, like, it's been awesome getting to work with you, getting to learn from you, like, hang out every day, like, there's a lot of technical stuff that I'm not great with, or, like, just questions that I have, and when Ben Hootie can't answer it, or Joey can't, you're my guy. You've always been a great person to help out with that stuff, and I just want to say, I think we can all, I can speak for everyone here when we appreciate everything you've done for WZMD.
Appreciate it.
Julian, you really are one of the hardest workers down here, and it's really amusing and thrilling to be able to sit in this hot seat right after you did, right after Braden Fogerson did. It's going to be, I'm really looking forward to next year, and I think we're going to put on a good show.
Yeah, definitely you're going to do a great job. It's definitely like a different vibe you guys are going to give too. Like, I know a lot of different, like, you guys are different fans of different teams too. Like, we were a lot of the fans of the same teams. Like, the Cubs, we were, the Bears. Like, the only difference we really had, I think, was NCAA football. But other than that, I think we all had the same sports.
Well, Julian, is there anyone you want to shout out really quick before we let you go?
Yeah, definitely these two guys over here sitting next to me, the two guys on Red Zone. You three, obviously, for what you guys are going to do next year. Definitely Deb and Steve for everything they've done for me the last 7 semesters here down at the station. My family, definitely watching it back, listening back at home. I know my mom, my dad, my sisters are probably all watching this or listening to this right now. So everybody down here at the station has definitely helped influence me, especially in the news department. And, everybody down here.
Well, Julian, as we already said, we're all going to miss you, dude. You did a lot in your time here. As some would say, the unk of WZMD. We made that joke at the tributes. But, no, seriously, Julian, you've done a lot of great stuff. We're going to miss you. Did, obviously, a great job being the producer this past year for Red Zone. And wish you the best of luck in what's next for you, man. When we come back, we will be joined by one of the other hosts of this year's Red Zone, Joey LaMaster. Once again, thanks to Julian, but we'll be right back on the Red Zone. We're back on the Red Zone, and once again, if you're just joining in, you're joined alongside the new host of Red Zone. I'm Liam Lyons. Across from me, Jaden Cohn. To the right of me, Connor Allen. We just heard from Julian Voss, this year's producer of Red Zone, and now we're joined by Joey LaMaster. As last year, we used to do Joey the Master LaMaster. Welcome in, Joey. How are we doing today?
I mean, it's an emotional day saying goodbye to something that I did every Thursday. Well, almost every day, Thursday. I missed a couple, but something we did almost every Thursday for a whole school year. Man, like, not sitting in my chair, it's weird. Like, sitting on this other side, like, being the interviewee instead of the interviewer. It's a weird feeling, but these whole past 2 weeks, just realizing this is the end of ISU, it is such a bizarre feeling. And just some advice to you guys, I hope you make the most out of it because these years are so incredible.
So, Joey, you always talk about how it's a great day to be great.
Absolutely.
But I want to know, what is the greatest Red Zone episode you've been a part of?
I feel like we're all going to say the Chase Walker episode just because the Chase Walker, you got great insight and you got the humor to go along with it as well. And I kind of talked about it a little bit earlier in the first 15 minutes. I can't recall the exact episode, but when me and Julian argued about Giannis being traded on the Thunder for 15 minutes, like, that wasn't just like your average other episode of Red Zone where, like, we just kind of like agree on everything. Like, we argued on air for 15 minutes. I think that's what makes a sports show so interesting to listen to. And so that was probably a personal favorite of mine.
So, Joey, we got to get the basic questions out of the way first for those of you who don't know the whole story of Joey LaMaster. How many semesters at WZND and who hired you?
Oh, wow, man. It was 5 semesters. My cousin Joey Zidlow gave me a recommendation to join here. And then I talked to the one and only Mikey Frinelli. He ran sports. Gavin Broderick was our inside. And then Blake Bogart was running news.
And Joey, obviously a lot of handful of calls. You had the best fake retirement in WZND news and sports history. I'm done with calls. And you ended up coming back doing those great women's NIT games with Noah Simon. But if you had to say a favorite call or a favorite moment from your calls, what would you say it is?
All right. So the last two calls I did with Noah for the women's NIT was genuinely incredible. The basketball game I did with Everton, the men's game, I forgot who it was against. Man, there's been so many. Like, I still remember my first call I did with baseball with Tim Zalbick, if you remember that name. Like, yeah, he accidentally called an outfielder Chris Hansen when that wasn't his name. Then he tried to make a To Catch a Predator joke to go along with it. That was pretty funny. Oh, my God, man, it's crazy. Yeah, I think my final pick would be the calls with Noah, though, specifically the Shirk Center. Oh, wait, I lied. I so just lied to you guys.
Ooh.
It's when I did the game with Braden Fogerson, and they did it in, oh, my God, what's that stadium called? The Horton Fieldhouse game against Norfolk State. That was the best atmosphere I've ever been a part of.
Surprised you didn't mention our last-second softball call last year, though. It ended up actually being a good call. There was a walk-off win for ISU, but
did we do that on, like, what, 2 hours' notice?
2 hours' notice. Like, Mikey texted, like, hey, guys, we need this game covered. It was, like, a last-second thing because of weather. And Joey was like, you want to do it? And I was like, yeah.
We did it. That was awesome. And so many crazy scenarios being put in, like, getting hit with a 2.5-hour rain delay, doing 18 innings of baseball.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a lot of fun here in the Fell Hall.
And, Joey, one call that really stands out to me was, it was brought up earlier, but you gotta just throw in the Bradley game.
Absolutely.
That game was just electric. This atmosphere was pumping, and just being next to you when I forgot who it was made a shot, and you just stood up. We both were sitting up, and you were, like, shaking my shoulder from just being so excited, and that's going to be a moment that sticks with me, not only this year, but the remainder of my college career.
Yeah, I mean, that Bradley game was electric. You know, finally getting that first big win was huge, and I know you guys can probably tell if you listen to my calls. I don't hide my emotions very well. When I'm excited, I'm excited. When I'm not excited, it's probably pretty obvious, but yeah, just I'm a big personality guy. Just when you get caught in moments like this, it reminds you why you love doing calls like this and why getting into sports commentary is so exciting. Because when you get in a tense game and you can just say how you feel, it's one of the best feelings in the world. And like, I hope all you guys can chase that high because it's the best high you can get, is being able to do sports commentary in a great game.
when you were going to talk about your favorite call, I thought you were going to mention the Taj Gibson
no, no, enough Taj Gibson.
I thought we were going to keep the streak going, but
we're done. It's over.
I thought we were going to keep that going, but no. In all seriousness, you work with not only WZD, you work with the Vedette as well. Little plug there, I guess, but
yeah.
You work with me and Jane. You're our director over there. You do some really good work there.
Thank you.
Always entertaining during meetings, even our own WZD meetings on Mondays, always really entertaining whenever you're there. But with that experience you've gained from both the Vedette and here, what is one lesson that you have learned that you will carry beyond college?
Oh, man, great question, Connor. It's like someone trained you how to do these interviews or something. But, man.
That was the best, I guess.
One take. Oh, man, it's just don't be scared. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, they overthink these things. Like, people are like, oh, my God, I'm about to interview an athlete. This is so nervous. That's like, this is awesome. Why would you be nervous to do something that's so exciting? It's not really just something I understood. Like, if you want to get into sports journalism, you do this because you love it. Like, you don't get into sports journalism for the pay. We're just going to be totally honest. You don't get paid well to do this. But so that's why you get an opportunity to interview these people. Like, it's so exciting. And, like, you're going to create memories you have for the rest of your life. You're going to create memories you tell your kids and your grandkids who don't want to listen to you. Because, like, shut up, Grandpa. I just want to play, like, my DS or whatever. So all I'm going to say is, like, enjoy this. Have fun. Don't be nervous to do things. And take risks. People don't want to take risks anymore in 2025. They're too worried about things. Just have fun and enjoy these moments because they only last for so long.
And Joey, on that same topic, you've done a tremendous job not only leading me and Connor, but the entire Vedette sports staff in general. Who's been one of your favorite interviews that you've done this year?
Oh, man. Well, I interviewed Allie Matters over the summer, and we had her write a story about her life, and just that was probably the most emotional one I did because she was talking about how she's involved in the Buffalo shooting, her story with coming out. Like, that was just a more tear-jerking one, and that's one, like, I was, one of the few times I was actually, like, serious in my journalism. I don't really do that too frequently. I like to have fun with it. But a great interview I did as well is I interviewed Dan Muller over the summer as well, and that's just a Redbird legend, being able to talk to someone the likes of him. It just, it feels good.
So, Joey, we talked about this earlier, how, like, over our time at ZND, there's been a lot of hot takes, especially a lot of sports hot takes.
Yes.
What's the craziest one you've probably heard in this space? And it can be here on Red Zone. It could be anywhere outside of ZND, but there's been a lot of them. And if you were to say your favorite, which one would that be?
I got
to
talk about the clip farmer, Alex Berger, if people even remember that. I mean,
shout out Alex Berger.
I feel like Alex Berger just woke up in the morning and said, oh, man, how can I piss off Joey and Phil Hall today? And he would just come with the most ridiculous sports take. Probably saying Andre Drummond was a more valuable player than Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Especially when Anthony Davis was, like, in the peak of his Lakers days. Like, I know he was just saying that for, like, the bit. At least I hope. But, you know, that's the craziest sports take I ever heard. Alex Berger was a clip farmer. That guy was ridiculous. Of course you've been.
I remember from last year's meetings, too, it was just like a random conversation we were having before a meeting. And we were talking about, like, Subway sandwiches.
No!
Just because it was so egregiously terrible. He was talking about Subway sandwiches, and he was saying how the Subway tuna was like, he was like living by the Subway tuna. It was insane.
It was Subway tuna, banana peppers.
Oh my God.
Baked. He would bake the tuna, which I feel like I could kill you or somebody. But
we were talking about how, like, the fantasy league last year, whoever got last place, they'd eat that as punishment, which was like, getting last place sucks, but like, that's like adding on top of that. That's even worse.
And then adding on to that, like, when he said, like, it's like a punishment, we were talking to him about it, and he's like, nah, that's a pretty good sandwich. I'm like, how would you eat that, like, normally? Like,
he would have gladly gotten last place just so he can enjoy that, because, I don't know, he's insane, I guess.
He's not real.
Yeah, I mean, if there's ever, like, a catering party for Alex Berger, probably going to be some tuna involved, but, yeah.
I mean, it's a real, but Alex Berger's wedding scene does suck if he's the one deciding what you eat, because that food's so nasty.
Way too much, Alex Berger.
No, it all started with the hot takes. I'll take the blame for that one, but Jane did have a question for Joey.
All right, Joey, we all know you love sports. You're going to be a fantastic journalist.
Appreciate it.
What's next for you, buddy?
I'm traveling for a little bit. I mean, I don't want you guys to take this the wrong way. I love sports journalism so much. Like, I know people say they're going to do this till they retire, but I'm probably going to do this till I die. But I got to have a little bit of fun left in me before I graduate, so I'm going to travel for a little bit. I'm going to enjoy some time with my family, enjoy some time with my girlfriend, my friends. We're just going to have fun for, like, a month, maybe a month and a half, and then we'll be on the grind. And I'll probably be doing written journalism. Lauren said it earlier, and I feel the same way. This is probably my last time touching a microphone, which is, man, it's such a crazy feeling because I created so many memories down here, some good, some bad. But, yeah, no, I'll be in the written journalism thing. Being able to be the beat porter for men's basketball this year was just such an awesome experience, and it's something I want to do the rest of my life.
Joey, so earlier this year, you skipped the Kings of Leon concert for WZND. Probably a rough memory to bring up, but if you had, so I got to ask, if you had a walk-up song every time you entered this studio, what are you picking? What's your song going to be?
Oh, it's got to be Man in the Box by Alice in the Chains. It was my softball walkout song for the game against the, not the Vedetics, TV 10. I went 4-for-4, Call Me Wendy's. It was a great day on the bat. But, you know, that's definitely my walkout song. I mean, it gives me a thrill. It gets the blood pumping. Like, I think I'm like a WWE wrestler, and I'm about to have, like, my WrestleMania entrance. That's how excited that song gets me. It gets you in the zone. It fires you up. And I listened to that before I dropped probably the hottest, worst take you ever heard. It was probably the dumbest pun of all time.
One thing I learned this year, Joey, and we didn't talk about this really much last year. We kind of did, but I learned really this year that me and you both really like WWE.
Yes.
And I just got to ask before I go in my little spiel here, how many Monday Night Raws or SmackDowns are going to be involved in this little travel thing of Joey Lemaster?
Zero. I love wrestling, but Raw and SmackDown sucks. It's not a pay-per-view. I'm not watching it, but, man.
Dude, you want to be next to the green shirt guy in the front row?
But, no, if they do a pay-per-view during Cena's retirement run, I'll 100% be at that. But if it's not that, I mean, I'm not sure how many more wrestling events I got left in.
Yeah, but, I mean, seriously, dude, like, the amount of wrestling content that I've been able to talk with you down in this basement, because not a lot of people I know, apart from maybe Steve or Kaysen, that like professional wrestling as much as we do. But, like, it's sometimes it's pretty fun just to nerd out with you, dude. It's pretty fun.
It's like, I don't care. Like, people say, like, oh, only dorks watch wrestling. I'll be a proud dork. I know you guys might ask if I want to give advice to the world. Like, don't be afraid to enjoy things that you, like, want to enjoy. Like, it's your life. It's, like, your movie script. If you don't want to live to your dreams just because someone else thinks it's weird, that's such a terrible way to live life. Live it to the fullest. Do what you want to do as long as it's legal. Don't, like, commit crimes because I said this. But if you want to have your fun. Talk what you want to talk about. Rizz up who you want to rizz up. Just enjoy life because you get to live by your movie script. It's your life.
Yeah, so, Joey, I mean, seriously, dude. Like, before I, like, say goodbye, dude, like, the amount of... I just want to shout out the amount of memes that we were sending to each other all Monday meetings this year. Me, you, Julian.
No. I listen to those meetings.
We listen a lot. But I just want to say, though, like, when we had the breaks and there was something on a Snapchat notification, I knew it was going to be a banger. And I can just quote Seamus really quick, banger after banger after banger. I mean, seriously, dude, like... I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for me in my time here. And as these guys have mentioned, too, you've done a lot for not only here, but the Vedette as well. And, Joey, I don't know where this station would be without you, dude.
Ah, man. Don't get me emotional on air,
keeping up with the Joey Glaze. Like, Joey, I can't even describe how much you mean to me, how much you mean to everyone here. Like, you've honestly been the older brother that I don't have. And it's just been a tremendous ride, not only having you be my mentor, not only here, but at the Vedette as well. And you're just going to go incredibly far with your work ethic. And I'm just so incredibly proud of you.
Well, Jane, I'm so proud of you as well, because shameless plug for Jane. He's taking over my spot as the sports editor of the Vedette next year. Congratulations, Jane. He's going to be quite busy next year. But, yeah, no, it's just... I always wanted to help, like, inspire, like, people, because, like, I remember, like, growing up, I wasn't, like, the best in school, and, like, one of the issues I had ADHD for a while, which wasn't diagnosed, and, like, a lot of my teachers didn't believe in me. Like, I always thought I was dumb, and I don't want anybody else to feel that way, because anybody can accomplish things. Just, you gotta do what you love. Like, if it's not something you enjoy, you're not gonna do well at it. And once I figured that out, I wanted to make sure everybody else felt how I did, and I want no one walking around here thinking they're dumb. You just gotta find the right thing. And once I did that, I wanted to make sure to help other people feel the same way, because life's so enjoyable. Hashtag never kill yourself.
Well, Joey, dude, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us in your time at WZND. Everyone here is going to miss you, dude. I mean, really quick, you already hit us with the inspiration. I was about to ask you for some inspirational stuff, but you just hit us with it.
Yeah, sorry.
It's always a great day to be great, whether you're with Joey Lemaster or just trying to have a great day. Just always remember that quote. Joey, I mean, seriously, any last shout-outs you want to give before we end
absolutely.
This?
I know I should, like... Okay, let's start it off. Ben and Julian, the amount of memories you created here is incredible. I'm going to carry them for the rest of my life. My grandparents have listened to every episode. Grandma Angie, Grandpa Steve, I can't believe you guys were able to do that. That's incredible. I mean, you guys listened to episodes I wasn't even on. They were part of Red Zone more than I was, so thank you to them. Thank you, my mom and dad inspired me to get here. Thank you, Steve, for being another father figure I needed in my life. I mean, my pops was incredible, but Steve was like my school of communication father. He gave me so much advice. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Mikey Fernelli, for giving me this opportunity and for helping me out with some troubles I may have gotten early on in my ZND career. Thank you to everybody here. I mean, this was the best 5 semesters of my life. I mean, I know what I wanted to do after Western Kentucky. I came to Illinois State, and the rest is history. And just remember, it's a great day to be great. Never kill yourself. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Joey O'Master. When we come back, we'll be joined by our final member of this year's Red Zone crew, our sports director and host of this year's Red Zone, Ben Hootie.
You're back on the Red Zone on 103.3
WCMD. Once again, Liam Lyons, Hayden Cohn, and Connor Allen here. Ben Hootie is now, it is your time, Ben Hootie, sports director, host of this year's Red Zone. Welcome in. And this time, you're not the one giving the interview. We're interviewing you.
No, yeah, I think both of these guys said it, but it's really, really weird to be in this chair right now. I don't think I've ever, actually, that's a lie. When I was a guest on Red Zone, I would sit in this chair, but yeah, pretty crazy.
So we got to ask everyone this question, Ben. How many semesters at WZND and who hired you?
This is going to be my sixth semester at ZND, my final one as well. I was hired by Gavin Broderick, Mikey Fernelli, and Blake Borgart.
So before we get started off, and I already said it before, I'm going to have some good questions here, but I'm going to let these two guys fire off with Ben Hootie questions first.
Yeah, so I just got to ask right off the bat, what are you going to miss most about the station?
Oh, dude, you're already hitting me like a hard one.
Hard-hitting question right away.
You know, it's kind of crazy because, you know, I didn't do this my freshman year, but I knew, like, I wanted to get into, you know, the sports broadcasting, sports media world. And I guess just once I got to comm classes, it was like, oh, yeah, there's this radio station that is in the basement of where you take all your classes. And, you know, I will say, like, you know, going to that meeting and, you know, signing up to be an intern here, probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. You know, there's so, and I guess going into your question, there's just so many amazing people down here that, you know, it's crazy. You know, you would come down here and you wouldn't think that a radio station is being ran 24/7 just because of how chaotic and crazy it is. But that's the beauty of WZND and the fact that we just, you know, everyone down here is so closely knit, and you make so many friendships, and you know, it's a beautiful thing, and you know, it's something that I will never take for granted. Like the last six semesters, everything that I learned at the station, I'll love it, and I'll miss the people. I think the people is probably the biggest thing that I'll miss the most.
You're gonna miss being sports director?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I have a feeling that might be a different answer.
I will. There were so many positives about it. You know, just getting to connect with, you know, all the SIDs and being able to work with athletes, like, so closely. And it taught me so much. And that's the biggest thing I'll take away, like, how to really be a leader and, you know, lead 30 people every day. But, you know, there are some times as well that I'm not going to miss. Like, I'm not going to miss editing articles. I'm not going to miss getting random text messages that I don't answer. Sorry to everyone that I didn't answer texts to. What else? I'm not going to miss scheduling softball and baseball and rescheduling those games. Good luck, Liam. But no, it was, you know, I'm going to miss it because I'm going to miss this place. But yeah, it was a pleasure to be the sports director.
Are you going to miss teaching me all the ways?
No, I'm not going to. But you're going to do great things. I'm so confident in you, for the most part. But yeah. I will miss teaching you, and hopefully my lessons were taught well enough.
So, Ben, you've been on this show for four semesters, been at WZND for six. What has been not only the biggest takeaway, which you've kind of already answered, but your biggest memory from being on the show?
Yeah, 2 years on this show. I mean, when I just handed you guys the mic, I got the chill. Like, I got emotional because, you know, yes, I wasn't the host last year, but, like, you know, doing this every Thursday, it's like, it's almost like your baby. Like, I know that there's been so many other iterations of Red Zone, but just the fact that, like, I did it for two years, and, like, every Thursday night was dedicated to my time here, like, you know, I just don't think Thursdays are going to be the same, especially, you know, like, with the crews that I had, like, Mikey Fernelli and Braden Fogerson. We had such a good show, and then, you know, what me and Julian and Joey were able to create this year, it was really something beautiful, and I had so much fun doing it. What was the other part of your question? I'm sorry. Oh, best memories. I mean, there's countless. I kind of alluded to it. Just being in this basement in general is, it's a crazy place and so much fun to work in. And I enjoyed just being able to come down here and, you know, work, but also be able to hang out with your friends. That was incredible. In terms of sports calls, you know, I went to St. Louis and Evansville this year for both those trips. And I mean, all four, everyone in the room besides Everton went with me on one of those trips. And we had such a good time. It was so much fun. And I think like being able to go on those trips with you guys, like there were so many fun memories made. In terms of calls too, like that Drake game was amazing. Me and Lauren called the Johnny Kinzinger game winner last year, which was like probably like the biggest moment, like ISU sports in a long time. I called a no-hitter with you last year?
I think it was, yeah. It was a combined no-hitter last year.
It was a no-hitter in softball. That was a lot of fun. And my audio, there was no ESPN Plus game that day, so my audio got actually used in like the video for like the final out, which was so cool. And then I kind of alluded to it earlier, but the UIC game with Noah, especially because Noah is such a good color commentator. That was such a good game, and I enjoyed those.
And going off of that, being a part of WZND, what do you think the skills you've learned from not only this show, but your time down here?
I kind of alluded to it earlier, but really just being a leader. I felt like I was able to gain like pretty good leadership qualities in high school. But, you know, I don't think you really realize it until you're running a whole entire sports operation at a radio station. And, you know, like the different personalities that you have to deal with, and I mean, none bad, but just like it's a different group of people than what I've been used to my entire life. And I always say that too, because I feel like at home, like I was always like in a shell of like the same kind of people for the most part. But like when I got here, there were just so many different personalities and you know, backgrounds of where people came from that it was, you know, it was interesting to see and kind of learn. And yeah, I guess just, you know, being able to lead those people, and I think for the most part do it effectively and a successful job, that was a pleasure, and I'll definitely be taking those lessons with me for the rest of my life.
I could definitely say, Ben, that Red Zone has impacted you as one of the, like, for example, for the better. I mean, you guys, you've been on this for 2 years now.
After
your time with Mikey Fornelli on Red Zone, you guys ran the 120 pod for a little while, even though everyone here knows it down here. I am not a Cubs fan, but I did listen almost every episode because it was probably one of the best-run podcasts for college students I've ever listened to. And even though it's no longer running, I still think that's like a good stepping stone for you. You can maybe say that it kind of inspired you to pursue the what you're doing later. We'll get to that later. But, like, I mean, Ben, it's – I think – what would you say – we've kind of asked this already, but out of your 2 years on Red Zone, what's like one defining moment that's going to stick with you?
Oh, there's a ton. I mean, and it's crazy because, yes, I like the Thursdays get lost in the shuffle for 2 years. Like, you don't, I mean, you guys will be able to do it for 2 years, so that's awesome. Jaden and Connor. I mean, we had a lot of great interviews, kind of like the Chase Walker one was so much fun, especially like after he just signed, like, you know, he announced that he's coming back, and like, you know, just thinking about like the fact that like we were like one of the first people to like get to interview him like after all that news broke was cool, especially because that's such like it's a pivotal moment in Illinois State basketball, and you guys are going to have so much fun covering that team next year. Another one that I thought of too, which was so early in the semester, was we had Hannah Reichensberger on. That was our first interview like as a group, and obviously like me and Mikey did interviews last year, and Braden as well. So like, but I was also the third chair, so it felt like it was much different getting in that host chair. And honestly, like, Hannah came in and was like just like a ball of energy right away, and I feel like in terms of like us interviewing, like that made it like all the easier in the world. Like, it calmed our nerves. She sang the Redbird fight song on the air, which was awesome. And honestly, that was probably the defining moment for our show, because I feel like after that, we just got the ball rolling. I think I said it earlier, like, Steve would always tell us, like, oh, you need to have more energy, and like, Ben, you got to do better with this, and it was all like good criticism. And I think it helped us turn into, like, what I think was a beautiful product of what Red Zone became, like, for the rest of the semester.
Like you mentioned, 2 years on Red Zone, and you learned a lot from, like Liam mentioned, Mikey Frenelli. You worked with him on your podcast outside of the radio station as well. What have you kind of learned from him and Fogerson through the years of being on Red Zone and the years of being in the station with Mikey as the sports director for the last, I guess, 2 years before this year?
Yeah. I could guess Mikey Frenelli is, like, one of my best friends. And that's also, like, the beauty of ZND is you meet people that can be the best friends for the rest of your life. And he was just such a big, like, he just did such a good job, like, always, like, letting me know, like, the work that I was doing was good. And, like, even on Red Zone, like, when it came to, like, us making the pivot, like, I didn't understand necessarily how the host chair worked. And Liam, I think, like, it's going to take a while, like, not a while, but, like, you'll understand at some point. Like, it's almost like you're controlling the show and, like, how you want these guys to talk, which, like, it sounds like it's a bad thing, but it's not. But it's he was so instrumental in, you know, me and my development here at ZND and even outside of that too. And Fogerson was such a great producer, and he did so much for us as well. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, I know those guys are doing great things now, and I love to connect with them still. And, you know, I could say the same thing about Joey and Julian as well.
So, Ben, really quick, you really got to think about this one.
Okay.
Say something positive about the Chicago White Sox.
Great food at that stadium, man. Great food at that stadium. I'm not a White Sox hater. I've never been. Because it's not a real rivalry. White Sox fans make it out to be a rivalry that it's not. We really don't have any impact on one another. And it seems to be in the course of history that we're never really good at the same time either, besides 2016 when we both got off to like 20 win start seasons. That was actually a lot of fun. I actually like kind of root for the White Sox in a way because I want it to become a rivalry, but it's just not. But good stadium, fun games to go to, cheap tickets, good food.
I say, I personally would say, as a White Sox fan, I'm sure Liam feels the same way. I hate the White Sox more than any other team, honestly. Yeah. Like, I go on for hours about that, really.
We got all next year to do that.
Oh yeah, we had a lot of time ahead of us to talk about White Sox.
That would be interesting for you guys, because I know Jaden's a Cubs fan, you two White Sox fans. You know, it was like we didn't really talk about baseball much because I couldn't really talk about baseball. I think we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah,
but when we did talk about the Cubs, it was always like good talk. But that was the difference in the iterations of Red Zone, because when it was me, Mikey, and Fogerson, obviously me and Mikey are huge Cubs fans, but Fogerson was also a huge Cardinals fan. So that was actually a real rivalry. So there was some fun chirps there and whatnot.
I that's what I'm looking forward to for next year. Is obviously baseball is the sport I grew up playing, so it's obviously the sport that I care for. And like the Cubs, I could go on and on about them, but it'll be very interesting to see how, once we hit that June, July month, see how both teams play out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, Ben, you asked Everton a question earlier about the originality of SGA. Now it's my time.
Okay.
Tell everyone here about Hudsy.
All right, Hudsy. Yeah. I've always had, like, weird weight. Like, for the most part in high school, I was Hootie. Growing up, I was just Ben. So, like, all, like, my grade school friends call me Ben. All my high school friends call me Hootie. And then I got to college, and our awesome, amazing GM, Ben Howell, was hired at the same time as me. So it was Ben H. and Ben H. And I think, like, Gavin or Mikey brought up, like, well, we can't be doing this. Like, someone's got to have a nickname. And it was the former Red Zone co-host, Dane Dreyfus, that actually said, what's your last name? I'm like, Hootie. All right, we'll call him Hudsy. And then it just stuck ever since then. And I feel like it's only amassed to so much more. I can't go a second in this basement without you know, me turning a corner and hearing Hadze, like, every single second. So it's definitely a weird nickname because it's, like, not how you pronounce my last name at all. And I got Huddy, like, my entire life, when people would say Hootie. I feel like there's more. My parents are listening. They probably thought of another one. But, yeah, Hudzy is a crazy one, and it's stuck, so.
Yeah, the Hudzy fan section has definitely grown this year, especially the banquet when you won the two awards. You're like, oh, but, yeah. I know your roommates will like this one. Do you like being preferred? If you had to say a nickname, would you like prefer to be called Hudzy or Giz? What do you like better?
That's the other one that came out too, Giz. That's another nickname that I didn't.
We started naming walks after that, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Seriously, Ben, whether it's Ben Hootie, Giz, Hudzy, I mean, you make a lot of people laugh down the station, but obviously, apart from the laughs, like I said with the awards, you're one of the hardest workers down here. You got the sports director job for a reason, and any advice to anyone out there is coming from Ben.
Advice? Oh, man. I mean, I guess the first thing, and I don't know for the people listening to this, but for you guys, and someone might have already said this, but enjoy college. Enjoy every second of college, whether you're working or in your social life. Like, you know, I think it's going to hit. My roommate said this, David. He said, I said, we were talking about money, and it's like, I just need to get home for the summer and start making money. And David goes, nah, bro, it's not the summer anymore. It's life now. And I was like, dang, like that yeah. Stinks. Like, it really is. Mm-hmm. So enjoy like every second you can. I just try and live life to the fullest as much as I can. Like, enjoy the people around you. Like, I like, I'm one to just love the people that I'm with all the time and just, I don't know, enjoy life, enjoy college. I know I'm going to miss it in a week here.
And Ben, I just got to thank you for just being a phenomenal, not only sports director, but journalist as well. You've helped me so much grow as a person. I just remember early on in the fall when it was approaching volleyball where I decided to pick up a couple of those calls and I came to you and I was like, yeah, I'm struggling a little bit on how to incorporate different terms into my broadcasts. Can you help me? And, like, you just totally changed my world around, and I feel a lot more confident behind the mic all because of you.
No, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, you got, like, a great future ahead of you. Thank you for all the calls you picked up. It was a huge help. But all three of you guys, like, there's a reason you're on this show. Please take care of it. You guys worked so hard, Connor, like, your development this year as a broadcast, and same thing for you, Jaden, but, like, I mean, the way that you guys developed as sports broadcasters, like, I'd tune in your guys' calls, and it'd be like, who are, I just remember these guys being freshmen, and look at where they're at now, and then Liam, same thing goes for you, like, it's gonna be, I'm telling you, like, it's gonna feel like a struggle at first on the show, like, trying to understand, like, being the co-host, and, like, I guess, like, you could say, like, for me, like, people probably thought that I had a leg up because I was on the show already, but once I got in the host chair, it was a whole different ballgame because you weren't just the third chair anymore that just, you know, gave your insight. So just continue to work your guys' butts off. I mean, you guys have killed it for me all year long, and I appreciate that so much.
And talking about ball games, do you want to talk about what's next for Mr. Ben Hootie?
Yeah, I will be working with the Chicago Cubs. It feels like I'm taking a college right now, putting the hat on. I'll be working with the Chicago Cubs as an in-house productions assistant. You know, I think I got the role not only because of everything that I did here, but also want to give a shout-out to Redbird Productions as well. That's something that I did on the side as my another job here. And really, I guess you guys have already realized this, but like, make sure you're taking full advantage of everything that Illinois State gives you. I feel like, you know, it gets brushed off as just because it's a state school. But, you know, the amount of opportunities at Illinois State, like, it is actually unbelievable, especially if you're trying to get into sports broadcasting, marketing, communications, whatever it might be. There's so many different options. So, I mean, just for the three of you, and Colleen, who's here too. And you guys already know this, but just continue to take advantage of those because I feel like it's something that you don't get at a lot of other universities.
So, Ben, once again, from the three of us here, from everyone here at the station, thank you for everything you've done in this past year. Yeah, you're not only a great sports director, but obviously you've done a great job hosting this show. Ben, we're done. We're done.
So, get out. We're done.
So, Ben Hoody, one last time. You got to be Pat McAfee on this show one last time as Ben Hudsey. But seriously, dude, you've done a great job. Really going to miss you, man. And best of luck with Chicago Cubs. They're getting a great hire.
Yeah, thank you.
And from, just not going to be the same without the three of you guys here next year. Glad we got to hear from all three of you one last time. But, yeah, next year, new faces. And what Ben wants to say one last thing.
I want to give my shout-outs, bro.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the shout-outs. Yeah, Ben, you can always shout-out people. Any establishments you want to shout-out here?
I just want to start off by thanking my parents. They put me through college, and they're, like, just my biggest support. Like, no matter what, I know I'm an idiot, and and they still have my back no matter what. My brothers, Sam wanted me to say, talk about my $125 fine. We'll not be talking about that, but there you go, Sam. Dom, you know, I honestly, like, just being able to, I think, like, my love of sports kind of stems from you, and it, like, it always was, and, you know, I can't wait to get home and be able to talk to you guys. My sister Maddie, who is at ISU, doesn't want to join the radio station though, but shout out her. I'll get to the radio people in a second. I have 2 years. I can take as much time as I want. My grandpa, who I know he would always make sure to tune into as much as possible. I wasn't the best athlete growing up, so I know that he loves that I do this, and he loves my passion for sports and sports broadcasting, and it was just unbelievable how much he supported me, both my grandmas as well. And then I guess in terms of Z&D shout-outs, Deb and Steve, they just were like, you know, you're away from home, and they're like your parents, and they supported me so much and did so much for me as a person, and I think really built my character. Joey and Julian, the show that we were able to create this year was beautiful, and I think it stemmed into what is an even greater friendship, and I think that's like the biggest thing that you could take away from this. Lauren and Colleen, for dealing with all my BS as much as possible. It was a man-ran apartment for so long, and then Colleen, you'll like this one, the feminism kicked in, and they just had to deal with me and bully me sometimes into doing things, but it always got done. But thank you, Lauren and Colleen. You guys were awesome to me. Mikey Fernelli, who is just one of my best friends and just, you know, helped me lead me in this direction. Braden Fulgerson, who else am I missing? You three guys, you're going to kill it next year. I'm so excited to see the direction of Red Zone. Everyone at ZND. I can't believe it's over. Actually, it's not over. We have a call on Sunday. Yeah. We have a baseball call on Sunday. But in terms of Red Zone, like, yeah, it was a pleasure to be on the show, and I can't wait to see where the future generations of it go.
Yeah, but then, as we already were saying, dude, seriously, thank you for everything you've done in your time at ZND. Yeah. You're a great director. I learned a lot from you. I mean, I'll say it really quick. You're probably my best friend down in this station. I barely knew you when I joined. Then I found out that we live by each other, and I found out a lot more. So, seriously, like, thanks for everything you've done for me, for everyone down here at this station. Everyone's going to miss you, dude, and Red Zone's not going to be the same. I mean, well, but next year, you're going to get to hear from these three great voices, myself, Connor Allen, and our producer, Jaden Cohn. And from one last time.
Can I do one?
Ben wants to do it one last time. Here we go.
Thank you so much for listening to the Red Zone.
This has been Red Zone.
Obviously, we're now driving inside. Going to find Mary Crockett for her first three of the day. And it's good.
Curry owned the league last year. Okay. And personal awards and numbers.
We'll take off with you next Thursday at 6. For now, you can listen to any past broadcasts on WZND.com. Touchdown in 3, 2, 1.
JD, I've got fun.